The quest to defend more than just a championship lives right here. New England Patriots coverage on CLNSradio.com. We want to hear from you, so call in right now. The phone lines are open, 929-477-2386.
Well, good evening, Patriots fans, and welcome to another edition of the CLNS Radio Patriots postgame show here on the CLNS Radio Network. I am your host, Jeff Kane, at Boston Fat Guy on Twitter. Joining me tonight is, well, no one. It's quarter past 12. The Patriots have now improved to a perfect 10-0 on the season with a 20-13 victory over the Buffalo Bills. A very abbreviated show tonight as the Patriots and Bills played an extremely long game, a very strange game, a game where the Patriots' offense did not look great at all. Tom Brady did not look his usual stellar self through another interception. That's two in 2 weeks. Kind of tough for Tom Brady tonight as Rex Ryan came out with a great defensive game plan against Brady, who finishes 20 of 39 for 277 yards. A lot of that has to do with the fact that he was without Julian Edelman, without Deion Lewis, and Danny Amendola, after 9 catches and 117 yards, goes down with what is being called a knee injury. That'll be something we'll have to look forward to. But the story of tonight's game, other than the fact that the Patriots won and improved to 10-0, being one of the only 10-0 teams out there other than the Carolina Panthers, is the fact that the New England Patriots defense stood up and made plays to win the game, holding the Buffalo Bills to just 13 points. Absolutely shut the Bills down at the end of the game there as they win 20-13. Always nice when Rex Ryan gets himself, you know, and just gets himself to be shut up. I love the fact that Rex Ryan was quieted tonight. Patriots, again, a victorious 20-13. Call in number, again, on the FanDuel call-in hotline is 929-477-2386. Again, flying solo tonight. Got a caller from the 562, so we'll bring him on and see how he's doing. How you doing? What's your name? You're on the air here. Yes, you don't want to be on the air. That's fine. No, not a big deal. Again, Patriots are victorious tonight with a victory of 20-13. Rough night for the Patriots, again, on the offensive side of the ball, as they can really get nothing going against Rex Ryan, who came out with a very good defensive plan, but the Patriots came out with a great defensive plan as well to limit what the Buffalo Bills were able to do. And now the Patriots can move forward as they will face Brock Osweiler and the Denver Broncos next week in Denver. Listen, guys, I know there's a lot of people out there that are talking undefeated season, 19-0, this and that and the other thing. I'm here to tell you, drop the talk already, all right? It's a long season to go. The Patriots, you know, last week were very close to losing the Giants. They came out with some defensive fortitude, some great offensive plays, made the most of what they could do, and won the game. This game could have gone either way. If the Patriots defense doesn't step up and make its plays, then you have to wonder exactly if the Patriots could have played out here, because the offense did not play well, and it's starting to really look like the Patriots are having an issue. And, of course, they're going to have an issue. You take away a guy in Julian Edelman who catches all these passes for Tom Brady. You take away Deion Lewis, and you bring in guys like Danny Amendola, who did a fine job, but then he gets hurt. So now you have Chris Harper on the field at the end of the game trying to play for the Patriots. This is a kid who just came up off the practice squad, an undrafted rookie free agent coming up off of the Cal's roster. So very tough there. Patriots, again, banged up. Aaron Dobson makes a beautiful catch and then limps off with an ankle injury. It might be time to cut the cord on this kid. All the talent in the world just cannot seem to stay healthy. It just hurts. It hurts really bad. But let's talk about the bright side here. Of course, this New England Patriots defense, again, leading this team, doing some really good things. Listen, defense wins championships. I know there were a lot of people that were really upset in the offseason when they let people like Brandon Browner go and Darrelle Revis go. But Logan Ryan and Malcolm Butler have stepped up and are playing extremely well. Both of them. I mean, Logan Ryan today really, really impressed me with what he was able to do against all the Buffalo Bills players. Every time they ran that little zone sweep to the outside, Logan Ryan was getting his feet in there. He's getting his head in there. He was making plays. Sammy Watkins, 3 catches, 39 yards. Listen, that's some shutdown cornerbacking there, right there by our good friend Malcolm Butler. Loving what he's doing here. The Patriots did some nice things as my co-host of the Patriots Beat podcast and the Inside the Hoodie video cast, Bobby Kravitzky, said it was time for this team to step up and make some plays and play with 4 safeties. And they did that a lot tonight with Patrick Chung and Tavon Wilson doing some good things. I'm excited. I'm excited with what this defense is doing. It's starting to really gel. It's starting to come along. And they are extremely hard to run against. That's one of the big things, the fact that they are extremely hard to run against. The Patriots, again, winning 20-13 today. Let's look at some of the stats for the Patriots and the Bills as we kick off here as the Patriots move to 10-0 on the season. Tom Brady, pedestrian, 20 of 39 for 277 yards, hit all night long. 1 touchdown and 1 very costly interception in the fourth quarter that led to a field goal by the Bills. LeGarrette Blount, 16 carries, 58 yards, as long as 17. Listen, there's a lot of people out there on social media that didn't like the fact that the Patriots ran the ball 3 times in a row and then punted. I thought that was the best thing that they could have done. The Patriots offensive line had a very tough time against this Buffalo Bills defense today, even on those short play-action passes, without having Danny Amendola in there, without having Julian Edelman in there, and with Gronk being triple-covered at times. Who are you going to throw the ball to there that's going to be a guaranteed completion? Because I don't see anyone that could have been a guaranteed completion there for the New England Patriots. There just wasn't. They did the smart thing. They handed the ball off. They got down to the 2-minute warning, and then they put their defense on the field to win. But let's take a real quick look at some of the stats here. As LeGarrette Blount, 16 carries, 56 yards. Brandon Bolden, why this guy even gets on the field, I don't know. 4 carries, 15 yards. Star of the night for me for the running backs was James White, and he only gets 2 carries for 14 yards. Did a great job in pass protection. Got a touchdown in there. And right before the half, catches the ball, goes 20 yards up the sideline for a touchdown. Why Josh McDaniels just refuses to let this kid get in there and see what he can do, I just don't get it. Why they bring in this Brandon Bolden character who is just pathetic. He's a freaking great special teams man, but he is a pathetic running back, Josh McDaniels. He is not a good running back. Give the ball to James White and let's see what this kid can do. He made people miss. He had a nice screen pass. They got away from the screen pass. He had a great screen pass for 12 yards earlier in the first half of the game, and then you don't go back to it? What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you, Josh McDaniels? Go back to it. This kid can do it. You got a pass rush that is absolutely killing your 38-year-old quarterback, and you don't have the balls to freaking throw a screen pass to James White, who when you did, he scampered for 12 yards. When you threw a little out route to him, a little wheel route, he scampered for a touchdown. Yet after his third quarter touchdown where he ran it in, you hardly see him the rest of the night. Pathetic play calling by Josh McDaniels as far as I'm concerned. And this is after a win. I'm pissed off after a win. Danny Amendola, as I said, 9 catches, 117 yards. Really got to hope that injury that he had on that punt return, that, you know, basically non-contact injury, looked to grab the side of his leg, maybe his hamstring, maybe a knee. Hopefully it's just a little twinge and they kept him out because they had a 10-point lead. They can ill afford to have Danny Amendola go down, and that's why I want to know, why is Danny Amendola out there returning punts right now? You have lost Julian Edelman for the better part of the regular season. You've lost a great player in Deion Lewis for the better part of the season, and you have Danny Amendola, who unfortunately in his career has had some rough injuries, and you are sitting there and you're putting him in as a punt returner, bad form as far as I'm concerned. Bad form. And I don't want to be Debbie Downer here because it's great that the Patriots are 10-0. But they got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. This team only scored 20 points today. This is a team that was scoring 33-plus points per game coming into this. Back-to-back weeks, they've struggled a little bit on offense. But again, the defense has been stepping up. Rob Gronkowski, kind of quiet tonight. And why wouldn't he be? You don't have anyone else underneath to help him. And Rob Gronkowski, 2 catches, 37 yards. You want to go on defense side. We've already brought up Logan Ryan. Logan Ryan had a great game today, 9 overall tackles. Great to see Jerod Mayo out there making plays. In the first quarter, the second play of the game, you saw Jerod Mayo break up a sweep on the outside to the near side for the Patriots, and they did a phenomenal job. Rob Ninkovich, a sack and a half on today's game. Really liked what I saw out of Rob Ninkovich. Again, can't say enough about Malcolm Butler, the fact that he was able to basically shadow Sammy Watkins all night long. So that was really good there. Listen, Patriots come away victorious, 10-0 on the season, but there is some work to be done. Stop talking about this undefeated stuff. Let's start remembering what the Patriots were built on. The Patriots were built on one thing and one thing only, and that is taking it week by week. So listen, fans who are out there, and with this bullcrap revenge tour and all this other stuff, and Brady's pissed off at the NFL, they are taking this one game at a time, and I suggest you do it as well. One game at a time, each week. Next up is the Denver Broncos. Let's take it one game at a time. Real quick, we'll break for the FanDuel ad here, and we'll be right back, as it's a very short, short Patriots postgame show here on the CLNS Radio Network.
Hey, fantasy fans, this is Jeff Kane, the voice of the Patriots Beat podcast here on the CLNS Radio Network, and I've got a deal for you. Listen up, NBA fans. The season is back, and so is the one-day fantasy action over at FanDuel.com. Think you know basketball? Prove it at FanDuel.com. Last week, I joined a FanDuel.com basketball league, and I won some money. Sure, it wasn't a ton, $25, but I only invested a cool $5. Net $20. I don't know a lot about basketball. If you know a lot about basketball, go out and check out FanDuel.com and pick one of their NBA games. One-day fantasy basketball leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Pick a team of 9 players with just players for tonight's game. Payouts will be in your account the next morning. Play every day or whenever you want. Leagues start at just $1. Finally, it can pay to be a fan. I'm checking out tonight's lineup, and I'm excited because, you know what? There's some big names out there that score a lot of big points. Big prices right now for Russell Westbrook. I'm going to take him, though, because the guy's scoring over 50 points a game. It's cost me $10,800, but you know what? That's my point guard. I got to do a little math here. I got to get a guy who will score me some points for little bucks. So I'm looking at Matthew Dellavedova. $4,100, I'm going to grab him today on FanDuel.com. FanDuel isn't just for huge tournaments. You can play against your friends any night you want. Just create a private league and let the trash talk begin. Join the over 1 million other fans who have already won money playing fantasy sports on FanDuel.com. Go to FanDuel.com and
of course, go to FanDuel.com and use my promo code Celtics and get yourself matched up to $200. Patriots postgame show here, and we're talking the Patriots defense and how well they did today, holding Shady McCoy to 20 carries for 82 yards. If you've listened to the Patriots postgame show or Patriots beat, you know I like to take off that long run to see how the Patriots really did, and that's what I'll do because Shady McCoy ran for 27 yards on one carry, which was that touchdown run. You take that off. You take that 27 yards off of there, and I'm telling you right now, what a nice holding for 19 carries for 55 yards. They did a great job of hemming in LeSean McCoy. Chris Hogan did a very nice job. He, you know, they called him 7-11 when he was in Miami. He did a very nice job against the Patriots today. 6 catches for 95 yards. But again, Sammy Watkins held tough. So let's talk about this real quick because we're going to end this show as the Patriots are victorious once again, moving to 10-0. Catch myself and Bobby Cavizzi on the Patriots Beat podcast later on this week. We'll be talking Patriots. We'll be talking Broncos. We'll be talking the fact that it is no longer Patriots and Broncos and Brady and Manning 17, but it's Brady and Brock Osweiler 1. And I'm telling you, that actually scares me a little more, the fact that the Patriots are going to go up against Brock Osweiler. He's a better quarterback than Peyton Manning now. Until next week, as the Patriots hopefully improve to 11-0, I am Jeff Kane here on the CLNS Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you guys on the flip side.
Internet Sports Talk Radio, CLNS Radio.